You are listening to the Urban Sports Scene. We're also part of Empire Media. That's empiremedia.com. I'm Wole, and I'm joined by my co-host, Ray. What's going on, Ray?
What's up, brother? It's tournament time. It's March Madness. My favorite.
It's March Madness. We in here, bro. What? It's March Madness. You know, this is our time of the year, for real.
Let's go.
They know. You know what time it is, man. We're going to actually focus this March Madness, whole March Madness run, on the MEAC tournament. Because Ray and I, next week, that's what we going down. We going down to Norfolk.
Yeah, we'll be there in person. We're going to be there. Pull up, people. Holler at us. You know.
Holler at us. You know what time it is.
We're
going to
be in the building. We'll have coverage all week. Of course, Watch it. Tune in. Mm-hmm. Send us your comments, questions.
So, yeah.
Pull up, fam.
We excited. If y'all don't know, we excited about it, too. It's year two. So, you know, it's back to back. You know what I'm saying?
Year two,
so,
baby. Let's go.
We enjoyed ourselves last year. So, hopefully, we do the darn thing. But let's get into particulars. Empire Medium hosts multiple DMV sports podcast shows, such as the John Kine Report, hosted by ESPN Washington Commanders insider John Kine, and Jones Football, hosted by USA Today insider Mike Jones. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Just search the Urban Sports Scene.
And if you're watching this on YouTube and you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Also, hit us up on X at Urban Sports Scene. Same thing on IG at Urban Sports Scene. Check out our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page as well. If you still get on Facebook, check us out there.
Everybody's still good, baby. Everybody's on Facebook, bro. That's still a thing. It's not, though, but the adults, that's, I guess, an adult thing. Also, join our Urban Sports Scene Facebook group. Search Urban Sports Scene, sports bloggers, sports podcasters, and sports debates. All right, let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here's what we have on tap. We'll preview the MEACs men's and women's basketball tournament. All right, let's get right into it. Let's get into the men. Last year, Howard University won the MEAC regular season and conference tournament. What'd you say, Roy? What'd you say?
I was joking because you said Howard. You always clown me saying I represent Howard. That's all. My bad. I was frozen for a second too.
So. No, it's okay. This year, Norfolk State has the regular season title. Off the rip, Ray, do you see Norfolk State as the favorites to win the MEAC?
Well, like, I said before, brother, this is wide open, my guy. Norfolk, yes, they sit at the top. Norfolk State sits at the top of the MEAC. And I just want to say, shout out to Coach Jones. You know, that's our guy on this show.
Yeah.
What does Coach Jones always emphasize for us? Well, like he said, we are a strong mid-major team, not an HBCU team. We're a strong mid-major team. And I want to go ahead and validate that tonight because look at some of their wins, bro. They beat some good mid-major opponents. They beat William & Mary.
Yeah.
They beat my man George Templeton's VCU Rams, beat them. Yeah. They beat Florida Gulf Coast. You've seen Florida Gulf Coast. And thank God, you know, they beat Illinois State in that game where that whole debacle with the fans happened.
Yeah.
Hey, my man Samori checking in. Behold the green and gold. Hey, HBCU passes in the building, Wole.
I'm talking about
State, behold, hey, Wole is like a Norfolk alum.
How you gonna say but, now you going to me? Hey, Coach Jones is cool. I'm UMES. But Coach Jones is dope. Go ahead, though.
They beat Illinois State. They only lost to UTEP by two. So they're a strong mid-major school. However, hey, HBCU pass, I do have a concern. They've squeaked out so many wins, bro. Like, I'm worried about that. They beat Central by two at home. They beat Morgan by three. Howard by four. Dale State by one. Coppin by two. South Carolina State they beat them by four in overtime. And this current group, it's a new group for Coach Jones. Love Coach Jones death, but they lack experience in the MEAC tournament. I wonder how that's going to play a factor. The last thing is this. Last year, something that Coach Blakeney said in that post-game presser, he said, I felt like we just needed to beat two guys, Joe Bryant Jr. and Bankston. This year, in 30 games, Jamari Thomas has the leading scorer for Norfolk in 20 of those games. Yeah. I'm just hoping they're not too heavily dependent on him, because what if he has a bad game while they're in the tournament?
Yeah.
How are they going to overcome that? Will that affect them? But Norfolk is right there where they're supposed to be because Coach Jones is that real. You had that much turnover. You lose Dana Tate on top of that. You lose that many guys and that many key guys, and you still at the top of your conference and you get all these mid-major wins. That dude is real. I ain't going to lie.
Let's just look at the resume itself that you just referred to. He lost four of his five top start scorers. Lost four is five out of five. Mm-hmm. Since 2019, four regular season championships. two MEAC tournament championships. He's built a program here where, you know, consistency is the thing. They've been at the top. He's, you know, they've been at the top for so long in the MEAC. And to your point, yeah, they're heavily relying on Jamari Thomas. But in my opinion, like, different from last season, Howard was the best team in basketball. I mean, in the MEAC, they were the best team. This season, Norfolk is the best team in basketball. I think it's the difference between last year and this season. This year, from the body of work, Norfolk State is the best team in basketball. And they, like you mentioned, the wins they have in terms of mid-major wins, the resume alone sets it aside. Yeah, we could talk about bad losses, but I think we go through the MEAC, a lot of these teams have bad losses. A lot of these teams, for real.
Norfolk State doesn't have any bad losses. They just have a lot of close wins. That's my concern.
Let me apologize.
For sure. Like you said, it's conference.
It's conference play.
I'm just throwing out another
argument. No. I'm with you. I agree with you. I think it's not like they're running through everybody. I know what you're saying. Like, they can have a bad night and they could lose in a tournament, obviously. You know what I mean? That's happened before in MEAC play, Big East play, whatever. That's happened before, right?
Yeah, but in
terms of the body of work and what they've done this season, like, yeah, they're the favorites this season. I don't take that away from them. But I do think, like you said, they are, and we're going to get into it, but they are players on different teams that I think if they get hot, they could scare a team like a Norfolk State. We're going to get into it, but I do think that Norfolk State is the best team because of coaching and everything.
Best team, but I'm still going to go with Howard to repeat, and here's why. Howard is finally healthy, and I feel like they have multiple guys that can put the ball in the basket. They got Bryce Harris, Marcus Dockery, Dom Campbell, Shia Odom. Jordan Harrison has finally been able to overcome that I want to say shadow of Elijah Hawkins, who was one of the best point guards, if not the best point guard in the MEAC. And look what he's doing in Minnesota. He's killing. So now Harrison, with all the experience he's had now with this group, I think he's ready to fill those shoes. And then you got Seth Towns, who's played a lot of college basketball, been in school for a while. And also he's played at the highest level. I'm just saying.
No.
I'm saying, like, you clown me for being like a Howard alum. I'm not that going out.
I'm not saying nothing. But, I'm not saying anything.
And it's like Ric Flair. You got to be the man. You got to beat the man. And I love Howard and Norfolk, who play. Hey, right after our show, they play coming up at 9:00 ESPNU. Yeah. Folks, check them out. It's going to be a great game from Eccles. I'm excited about it. That winner might determine who's going to come out. That's what happened last year. The winner of this game might determine who's going to win the championship. But I'll give you my sleeper when you're ready, brother.
Yeah. I think it's going to be an interesting couple games. I don't think that the Howard team isn't as strong as last year's team. I think I was very impressed with that Howard team last year. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think they're the same team. Regardless of health, I think they lost a lot. I just think they lost a lot from last year's team. You know what I mean? I think it's a different makeup. It's not the same squad. Like I told you, I was impressed about what they did in terms. I thought their strength was their depth. I'm going to be honest with you. Like how he could go 10 deep. Like he can go five and go five, another five. I thought that was very impressive. I thought that worked. That worked well against the MEAC teams. And it worked. And to be honest with you, for a little bit against Kansas, it worked against Kansas in terms of them staying in the game. I don't think they have that advantage anymore. But I think there are other teams, like you said, but I do think there are other teams, even more than Howard, I do think there are other teams that could give Norfolk a scare. Like, and we'll get into it. There's other teams. Like, there's a team that on two occasions, they beat them once, and on another occasion, almost beat them again. And you can make the argument that they should have beat them twice, to be honest with you. I think that team is
Central was your sleeper too? No.
I think that was a Central. We'll get into it. Central is not. I don't think it's Central.
Central beat Norfolk State.
It's not Central. Home. Actually, it's not Central. Though.
Central beat Norfolk State at home by two. And then Norfolk State, in turn, beat them by two at Elkins.
It's not Central. So, it's not Central. It's definitely not Central. We'll get into it, though. But it's, I think, and they have the recipe. Put it that way. They have the recipe.
Are you talking about UMES?
No.
I was
curious. That's a homer pick for real. I love my short. I'm a homer, but I ain't that much of a homer, bro.
We can't go there.
All right, so you say okay in terms of what? All right, in terms of winning it all. We talking about sleepers, right? I'll go with you first. Who's your sleeper, man?
I just kind of gave a spoiler there. It's North Carolina Central. Here's why. Mm-hmm. Just like Norfolk State, shout out again to Norfolk State, man. Great mid-major program. North Carolina Central is a strong, I would even say, mid-major program. Think about the teams that they played. They played Georgia. Only lost by 10, competed hard. Mm-hmm. Non-conference wins that were strong to me, Coastal Carolina, North Carolina A&T, and Longwood. Pause. Central also has, I'm thinking about my man Will when he said that. Central also, they got multiple guys that get a bucket. Me and you talked off air about one of them. That's Fred Cleveland.
Yeah.
He's averaging 14 points a game, or 15 points a game, my bad.
Yeah.
And then you got their leading scorer, Jadarius Harris, who's averaging 19 points a game, bro. Mm. And they both share the load. I think that plays a big role. You know, all MEAC teams are pretty good defensively outside of outside of
it's scrap. Everybody's scrap.
Even Cobb is scrap, though. Yes.
It's scrap. So
Central is strong defensively. But when I look at, again, that non-conference resume, when you look at how they competed against the bigger schools, and when you look at how they play Norfolk, again, at home, they squeaked it out by two at Eccles. Again, lost by two. Had some opportunities in that game. Neither team shot well in that game. Both teams came to play defensively. I think Central is the one that scares you. You got the most MEAC tournament appearance. Oh, I'm sorry, not MEAC tournament appearance, but MEAC tournament titles.
Titles,
for Lavelle Moten. Lavelle Moten is a freaking beast in terms of coaching wise. Jones is right there on him, you know, because Jones is turning it up, man. His teams are always in the mix. But Central is that team, and it's such a great environment. You get Central and Norfolk at the Scope on a Friday night, bro. That's
We
saw that last year. Now I don't know if there'll be a path. It depends on what happens with this game tonight, because if Howard wins tonight, I think they have a share of the title
I don't think so.
Norfolk State's outright champions. Okay.
Yeah, they've already claimed it. I think they already claimed it. It's already claimed.
Oh, he said Keyshawn Porter stepping up too for Central. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Central got multiple guys in my opinion.
Yeah.
But somebody let me know in terms of brackets. So if Norfolk is the number one seed, Central will be like number three. If Howard wins, I guess.
Yeah.
That means could they meet in the championship? I'm not sure. They would meet before the championship.
No. You're talking about what seed are they? Is there
Central
a three seed?
If Howard wins, then I think Central will be three.
So they would have to. No, so they would meet Howard and they would meet them in the championship then. It'd be the Central championship because two three always plays each other. They won't be three. It'd be one. It's supposed to be that way. That's how normal tournaments work.
If that's the case, because I'm sorry, I don't have the standings in front of me, y'all. My bad. But I know Howard is right there, number two. Howard's number two. So if they were to meet in the championship, that would be a great environment. Oh my gosh, on a Saturday, that would be dope at the Scope, man. But that's my sleeper, man. Central, because Lavelle Moten is you already know what he brings to the table.
Yeah, he brings that. He's intense. He's very intense. Very, very.
Who's your sleeper? Cause I thought you were someone you.
It's actually it's wild.
So Morgan?
No, not at all. No. You know I love Morgan. You know I love that player. I'll talk about him later. I think Dale State's a sleeper. I think Dale State's a sleeper. I think they're a real sleeper. They match up with. I think they match up pretty well. They beat Norfolk State once. They lost by one. So they've actually lost by one against Norfolk State. They got beat by Howard. They were pretty close against Howard, and then they got blown out by Howard as well. So I do think that they're dangerous, and they have like one of the best scorers in the conference in Martez Robinson. So to me, and I think he's average. I think he's second in scoring in the conference. So to me, it's kind of like the recipe of like one. We're talking about the guys right now who are number one in the conference in Norfolk State, and then that's a team that they may not want to play, like a team that's competed pretty well against that team. I do think that there's an opportunity that they line up a matchup against Norfolk State. They have an opportunity to kind of, you know, squeak in and get to the championship.
Hey, shout out to all my people out there, man. Just want to say HBCU Pass, you know, it's all love. My man, of course, Tim the Rat, that's family right there. And Samori, my man, hey, check out Samori's YouTube channel. You can see it right there. Samori Benjamin Presents. That's my guy. He's an NSU alum, so he's representing. He said it should be a 4P. Yeah, they fumbled the bag at the end of that game last year.
Yeah, they did. Nah, I think everybody could kind of say like they had that game there, right? Like they had that game, but yeah, I feel like Dale State is a sleeper. They're a scary team. If I'm North, I don't want to.
They do got light skin dude with curly hair. They do got like Trae Young
Robinson.
Type.
Talking about the Robinson kid. Let's talk about Robinson.
Definitely. He balled at Howard the other day. I was there, of course, out for that game. But I do have the standards up now. Norfolk State 10-3. Howard is 9-4.
Yeah.
And South Carolina State is 9-4 right behind. That's why I think Howard can get a share tonight, bro, if they win.
I'm pretty sure
they can.
Okay.
All right. And then you got Central that's 8-5. So if Howard loses and Central wins, then I think Central will get the tiebreaker and move into second place. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be weird how that goes.
You get a share with a split? You can't get a share with a split, though, right?
You can get a share. If they're both 10-4 and Howard wins this game, I think
They don't go with overall record.
Somebody let me know.
Somebody talk that they could because he already they've already claimed because so. They already claimed the division. Maybe I'm wrong.
They already clicked a share of it. Yes,
I got you saying so. Just a share. I got you talking.
They
about
clicked
them.
A share so far as I know. You. I could be wrong.
No, you could be right. I think you're right. I think you're right. I think you're the way you phrased it. I think you're right. You know what I'm saying?
But I got a question for the listeners, man.
Go ahead.
Who is a guy in the MEAC right now that you feel as though? Oh, head to head. Yeah, exactly.
Which would be a split, though.
Yeah, you would know. George would know because George has he has all this stuff down to
a it would be a split then because they both – it would be a split because Howard – because the
George even broke it down at the MEAC where this band where all the teams would go. George,
but it would be a split. But it would to your point, though, Ray, it would be a split then. It would still be,
right,
it would be
a split.
It would still be a split. Go ahead.
So they clinched – like I said, they clinched the share. But for the listeners, y'all remember back in 2003 and Samori
and share.
There we go. All right.
There you go.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Because Samori and I were talking earlier off camera, and he was telling me because he's in New York, he was like, he didn't like Melo. But I told him Melo in high school, right up the street in Baltimore, and then Melo at Syracuse is real.
Yeah, real,
and
bro.
Melo had a tournament for the ages. We already know Kemba is another player that had one of them tournaments. In this MEAC tournament, what's a player that could potentially have that type of Carmelo Anthony Kemba Walker type of run where he just takes over and leads his team to a championship? Well, like, who you got?
Oh, man.
And listeners, who y'all got?
Who y'all got? Y'all listening. You already know what time it is, bro. You know who I got. I already know why we're doing this, but it's okay. You know, I'm getting all right. Morgan State, you know, Winston Tabs, by far. I think I'm not being biased because he's local. I'm not being biased because
Is he from? What county is he from?
PG, I believe PG County.
PG County.
PG County, I believe so. Yeah. PG County. Yeah. Prince George County. Yeah, it's in the water. Uh-huh. It's in the water. But
DMV, yes, sir.
Yeah, DMV. You know what time it is. But it's just his ISO game is amazing. He can create his own shot. You got to really pay attention to him on defense because when he gets going. It's an avalanche effect. Like, there's nothing you can really do about it. So I do feel like he's that individual where I don't care if it's your best defender. You know, you're trying to shade coverage to him. He's the type of dude that can get his offense off. And I just think that if he gets hot in the tournament, I don't care. With Ray has mentioned multiple good defensive teams in the MEAC. I don't think that any of those teams will be able to defend him if he's going good. You know what I mean? I know that. You know, I've heard, you know, when we were at the game, we had the both of us at the game, and someone told us that sometimes he tends to go like pretty much me basketball, right? I guess that's the best term to use. But to me as a scorer, if he's going good, I don't think there's many individuals that can kind of stay with him. You know what I mean? He's one of the best scorers in the MEAC. I think he's top five in scoring in the MEAC. He's a problem, bro. He's a serious problem.
It comes down to Coach Brodus there.
Yeah.
When Coach Brodus unleashed
the beast
against Howard at Morgan State, and he was drawing a play specifically for him, Winston went off. Absolutely went off. Wale, you and I think we were present for the UMBC game.
Yeah, the UMBC game.
And he dropped, 38?
Yeah,
because you needed two more for 40. Or was that?
It was not 28. Was it 28 or 30?
Oh, 28. Okay.
He was almost at 40. He was close. He was close. Mm. Oh yeah, Martez. We talked about him.
That's a good one. Hey, listen,
that's all. I just talked about him.
No joke. I agree with that, Robinson.
Yeah, George. I'm telling you, he can
agree
do it
with
too.
That one. I appreciate you for putting that out there.
Yeah.
I told you all there over the phone who I got. Because my sleeper is Central. Yeah. I got Fred Cleveland. Fred Cleveland, he is that guy to me, bro. I don't care if he appears undersized at all. He's a flat-out scorer, man. We saw him at Echols, ESPNU, knocking down Steph Curry-like threes, almost bringing his team back in a tough road environment. at Norfolk State, man, and nearly getting that sweep. And I think Fred Cleveland last season, if he doesn't get in foul trouble, if you remember, in that game against Norfolk in the semifinals, I think we don't know what the outcome would look like. That game went to overtime on that big shot that Central and Central made right there at the buzzer. So I'm looking forward to this, man. We know Norfolk State's going to be in the mix. Winston Taft is that dude, Wole. I just don't think Morgan will be able to advance. Although Morgan is a great sleeper pick, though, if somebody were to pick him, because they've competed against everybody throughout the season. So
Winston, I think Coach Brodus is a very good coach.
Coach Brodus, we love all our MEAC coaches for the
most part,
man. It's hard to pick, you know, who's the best. I think that Moton is the best tournament coach.
Yeah,
I think overall the job that Jones has done has been amazing. So the MEAC, I told you, is wide open. And any of these guys, Fred Cleveland, Jadarius Harris, at Howard, you got Seth Towns, you got Shia Odom, you got
Bryce Harris.
He does it all. There's so many players that are really strong players that can have amazing terms. This is going to be a dope tournament, y'all. If y'all not excited, y'all need to get excited with us tonight, because I truly don't know who's going to win it all. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Coach Davis, hey, what's up, brother? Hey, Shia is getting healthy. I told Wole that. Yeah. That's why I picked Howard to repeat, because I feel like they're now getting healthy at the right time. And the new guys like Dom Campbell and Seth Towns, and again, Harrison Strong off the bench, these guys now have gained some cohesion. Howard's going to be scary, and they got the size. They got the size to do it.
Here you go. HBCU pass.
South Carolina State.
They've been solid.
Better
they've
than what solid. I thought.
They're way better than I thought.
You know, they lost our man to Alabama State a couple years ago. When they lost him, I was like, it's going to take them a while to recover.
Nah, they coming back.
Who would have thought he would have left like that? And his son left. TJ Madlock left with him too. Remember?
Yeah, man. They're doing all right, bro. They're doing all right, man. He's right. They're doing all right. All right,
Davis, we about to get to the women's side, bro.
When the river before that, though.
Well, they about to show a whole lot of love to you, bro.
Yeah, you already know. You already know. So, what are some of your key storylines going into the tournament, then?
My key storylines?
Yeah, what are some of yours?
Obviously, what I mentioned already, Howard repeating. Because I love, you know, we got love for Coach Blakeney. He's been on this show several times. And Coach Blakeney talked about the challenges that he's faced over the years and trying to get back into coaching, and how he relishes this opportunity. He loves Howard University. He doesn't even like to talk about Duke all the time. You know, he's told us that because he wants the folks to be on Howard. Remember, we were trying to reference Coach K's retirement when he came on with us.
And he's
like, let's talk about Howard University having guys like Foster. What's his name? The shooter's name from his last name is Foster. Like Kyle Foster, light skin. He was an NBA training camp. The point guard from UConn, he just loves Howard, man, and he puts on the national stage. I think that's a big deal heading into this tournament. Also, of course, Coach Jones. Coach Jones, with all the turnover, all the roster turnover, is right back in the same position. Top of the conference, big mid-major wins. I think that's the storyline as well. And then you got Central. So the top three. It's a little top heavy, but you also got teams now like Dell State and South Carolina State, as HBCU has mentioned, that are right there on the cusp of threatening these teams. Nobody's like hitting shoulders above the rest. And my alma mater, our alma mater, baby.
We didn't even mention them. That's sad.
They do kind of play defense, but they're not a storyline. Well, like, sorry.
Yeah. We even mentioned that squad. We didn't mention our squad. I feel like I wouldn't give them love. Like, to me, the storyline is going to actually. It's going to actually jump over to the next tournament, but it's an opportunity because you got there two, like you got the men's and the girls teams for Norfolk are the best teams in the regular season. You have an opportunity to have both teams go into the NCAA tournament. I think there's pressure for that, right? You have both men's and women. There's a lot of pressure with that, having the best record in the MEACs on both sides, right? So I think some pressure to cut, and you're playing at the scope. Like, you're playing at the scope. There is pressure.
Yeah, that's the home court advantage.
Yeah,
don't act like it's not.
Yeah, it is. Like, it is. So it's just it is. So there is pressure to say, you know what, you both have the best records in the MEAC. Yeah, and a lot of the pundits are saying that it's your championship to lose. So it's not. So I think that's pressure. That's a storyline in its own right. To have that type of season, to have both teams go into the tournament. I think to me, it's Lavelle Moten, Coach Moten. It's like, can he get over the hump? You know, it's like the last, he hasn't been to the tournament in a while. Like, can he kind of get past? You know, this team, last year's team was tough. He liked last year's team. This year's team is tough too. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like they've achieved a lot this year. You know, we talked about what Coach Jones lost, but I felt like Coach Moten lost some valuable pieces during the transfer portal. And he's bounced back pretty well. And Central is still in a competitive team, a team that you have to look at and say, yeah, they have an opportunity to get back to the tournament. You know what I mean? And this could be his opportunity to get back into the tournament. I think you guys, their storylines of Cinderella teams that we've mentioned them already, but you know, we mentioned like South Carolina, like even talking about South Carolina State is a team that could be a sleeper. That is to me its own storyline. You know what I mean? Knowing what they were last season to what they are this year. Dale State the same way. Like, shoot, like where we watched those teams play last year in the tournament, we're like, ugh. Now look at them. Now they're competing with some of the juggernauts of the conference. So, yeah, I think it's a bunch of cool storylines, man. I think that is an opportunity. And we got new faces, different faces. Last year, it was always about, like, Joe Bryant. You know, now it's like Joe Bryant Jr., you know, going into that tournament. Now there's a whole bunch of different faces. You know what I mean? There's the kid from Dale State. I mentioned Tabs. You got to me, Bryce Harris is now a budding star for Howard. He was a role player last season.
He was solid last year too.
No, bro, a roller player. I didn't say it wasn't bad, but role player. Like he wasn't. Now I just feel like there are so many different like storylines this season in terms of just developing players. Because I told you off air, like what I liked about Bryce Harris is last year, like it was all like, you know, he's still the glue guy, but now he's a glue guy who's scoring points on a consistent basis. So to me, like I always love when a kid takes their game to another level, and he's taking his game to the next level. So I think there's awesome storylines going on in this tournament. I think it's going to be a crazy tournament. It's going to be an awesome tournament. So,
Jelani Williams, I wonder, is he playing Coach Davis? Maybe you can tell us that. I have not seen him suit up. And then you also got to consider, according to our sources,
because they defend.
According to our sources, the Morehouse acquisition to the MEAC or that expansion is happening. It's going to happen at some point. The plan is for Morehouse to come to the MEAC. The more teams the MEAC gets, the more exciting it's going to be. Morehouse, they played Howard Strong on MLK Day this past season, man. So that would be dope as well moving forward. That's the storyline. Would this be the last year? It's just the 18th. Anyway.
That's cool, bro. All right, let's talk about women's basketball. I love it, baby. I love it. All right, Ray, in an interview with Howard coach Ty Grace, you said that she will probably be MEAC Coach of the Year. Before we talk about about Howard's chances in the tournament, can you elaborate on, you know, that interview and what you said?
Coach Grace lost not just the best player on her team. She lost arguably the best player in the conference and one of the top college basketball players, period. Remember when Destiny was putting on in that conference championship? Oh, my.
That championship last year, she was killing it, bro. It's amazing.
What was Twitter then was going crazy. Like, she's a WNBA player. And when we had her on the show, she said, yeah, my goal is to go pro, but she's just real humble. Like, she had that assassin mentality. And that post-game presser, when they lost, she was like, I can guarantee you this is not going to happen again. But she's been just amazing in handling the injury and all. But the fact that you lose that top scorer, that top player, you lose your leader, basically. And you still are right there in the mix. You beat Norfolk State, the only team in the MEAC to do that. Yeah. I believe Coach Grace has done enough to warrant. And then you started the season kind of slow with some close losses, like against Georgetown, GW, games out of Manhattan game. I couldn't even interview Coach Grace after that game. I was like, nah, I ain't messing with her, bro. So you lose close games to start the season, but then you find a way to get your team playing their best basketball at the right time. Yeah. So for me, Coach Grace is my coach of the year to MEAC. And also, I talked to some people while I was covering that game that was saying, you know, it's pretty much a done deal, but I don't know how true that is. But, you know, we feel the same way. It should be Coach Grace that gets that award.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I don't be all redundant, but for me, it was the – no, I'll be real. Like, this is why I think she should be coach of the year. When she lost Destiny, that was to me like crippling. I didn't think they could recover from that, to be honest with you. And then how the season started, I was like, oh yeah, they're not looking good at all. I remember we had the conversation. I was like, damn, they look bad. Like, that was, well, yeah, I'm gonna be blunt, they look bad. And then for her to turn it, for them to turn it around, and now to me that like they're like one of the best teams in the MEAC. I feel like, yeah, to, off that alone, she deserves to be coach of the year. That off that alone, because I think expectation, like you already know, like to me, like for instance, what Coach Vickers is doing in Norfolk State, they do this every year in a regular season. Like if you look at the track record, he's been doing, nothing's changed. That's like that, regardless of winning the MEAC tournament, I'm talking about in terms of regular season, that's nothing changed. There's no adversity, true adversity that he had to deal with. What Coach Grace had to deal with, that's coaching at its finest. Like, that's coaching at its finest. Like, you lost your best player. Not even just your best player. What you said, Ray, was totally correct. You lost one of the best players in women's college basketball. You know what I'm saying? And now you have an opportunity. Now, granted, they lost today to Norfolk State. But
close game.
But it was a close game, though. You know what I mean? Like, so to me, that's coaching at its finest. It's easy to coach when you got the top team, the top dogs. That's easy to coach. But when you gotta mix and match, you gotta work things around, and then you're still competitive, you're still able to compete with the best teams in the conference. That's coaching.
And that's also they remember they also competed in the Battle for Atlantis.
Yeah.
And they compete against some of the top teams in the country, and they played well. Again, mm-hmm. they weren't playing bad early on in the season, but maybe Coach Grace will tell you different. But they lost some games they should have won. Yeah. And Coach Davis is here. I'm sure he would tell you that the Manhattan game. I don't know how they lost that game. They were winning from wire to wire almost all the way until about the last minute of that game. So I'm sure they would probably like to get some of those back, but it don't matter because they're playing their best basketball now. And that's because Coach Grace is always coaching. She's always thinking ahead, always. Yeah. Even if they're up dirty, she's thinking about how can I get my team better. So, yeah, I think she should get that award with no problem, no question, I should say.
All right, so following that, then do you feel that she has the squad to take it all the way in the tournament? Like, do they have enough in the tank?
All right, let's do this. We talked about Winston Tabbs, right? Where's he from? Yeah. Say it again. He's from PG County. Kanaya Harris, Kaya Creek, and Deuce, Ayanna Warren, they all from where? They all from PG County,
bro. In the water, bro. It's in the water.
So we got to show love just for that of reason course. Alone that she got three PG County players on her team, and they all start, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. I love that. Hey, I love that.
Hey, that's why you think I'm biased.
You are biased, though, but still.
But another thing is this. Remember when we were in school, we could not beat Howard, right? We couldn't beat Howard.
Yeah, we could. We beat
one time in 4 years, and we celebrated like we won a championship.
We did.
And we started the season. What are you and me tell us, man? We gunning. They got us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got us in that game that we thought we had them in the tournament. So we coming for them, and they still got swept by Howard. So how? Of course they can get it done. And then now Miller defends everybody. She can defend every position on the floor. Mm-hmm. She's the person that I feel like nobody else in the MEAC has a now Miller, man, that can guard 1 through 5 and plays hard all the time. Don't look like she gets tired. Maybe she does, but I've never seen it. So of course, when they played Norfolk. The first time and they won at home, Diamond Johnson, they held it to 16 points, only 9 points tonight. Kiara Wheeler, aka Mimi, she dropped 14 tonight in the win. That was it. And then she had 21 at the bird, but I mean the game wasn't really close. And then I don't know who recruited Tyana Walker, man. She's a scorer. I feel like she's filled in nicely for Destiny in terms of just making sure she can pick up that load that was left behind by Destiny Howe. So
that's the one to handle, right?
Of course they can, but Norfolk is tough.
That's the one to handle, right?
Yeah, Tyana got handled. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got on YouTube.
Yeah.
But Norfolk is tough though. We've seen them in person and we already know it is. and I don't even know if they played their best game yet. That's
me either. They were tough. They were definitely tough.
Coach Vickers never looks happy to me, man.
He never looks happy. Man. Like real talk, he never looks happy. He never. What did my man? What he said? When it comes to women's style, like what Larry Bird said at the 19th. Oh my God.
Hey, shout out to Samori. So yeah, of course they do, but I mean it's Norfolk to lose. Let's be real. Look at their record. Look at how they compete. They're always ranked in mid-major polls. Mm-hmm. But if there's gonna be a team that's gonna take them down, it's the Howard Bison, brother. Believe that.
You already jumping off my okay. I know how you roll around. You do not go to Eastern Shore.
UMS is my sleeper though, bro. They are
okay. All right, I'm about to say. All right, I got you. All right, so flat out, man.
UMS to start the year. You already know that. You know.
Oh, I did too.
I'm biased because I really believe they're talented.
I do believe they're talented.
You never want to go against Coach Bachelor in the tournament. We already know who
it is. Yeah, yeah, and I do think we'll get to all that later though. But so who do you actually think's gonna win the tournament? It's not hard for me. I think it'll be Norfolk. I think Norfolk can win the tournament. I think that all the reasons you mentioned before, what I saw in Diamond Johnson, I didn't know what to expect initially when I seen her the first time. Because when I saw her warm up, I was like, okay, she's all right. I mean, she's got some game. She got some pads. I can tell. She got some pads. I know. I can tell. Like I was, you know, when you lie, you size people up. All right, because that's the die. Okay. I was like, okay, she can go left. Okay, she got a layup fit. She got a layup game. I see a little something. But then, you know, when I seen what I saw in terms of off the dribble, creativity, when her jumper is on, she's definitely a problem. When her jumper is not on, I could see her being like her being difficult for her to get around. But she's a problem, man. I think she'll probably, I mean, I could be wrong. I feel like she's in line to be probably MEAC player of the year. What do you who do you think's gonna be?
Oh, obvious. Her? No. That's done. or her teammate.
Okay.
No,
oh yeah, I don't think she has opportunity too. Yeah, her stats are pretty.
Because Diamond was hurt for a while. So
yeah, I know. I don't even think she registers though. She may not register.
But let me just tell you this, bro. That, you know, we love Zamara Haynes, we love Maya Thomas, yeah. We love our girls at UMS. They're sleepers. But yeah. You love a player named Kamira Burks from North Carolina Central.
She has
been killing this year. That's somebody that I don't want to see in the tournament because if you
but you know who's been playing better than her though?
Huh?
Her teammates been playing better than her though. That's hilarious to me. She's gotten better. Like we'll talk. I mean, she's a sleeper. That's my sleeper. Her teammates actually my sleeper.
Oh, okay. So
But you know I love her though. That's what killed me.
That's your girl right there.
That's my girl. Like that's Burks my girl. Is your but, girl. Yeah. But yeah, you talking about like, I mean, Johnson, she we mentioned earlier, her ISO game is crazy. And then, you know, you already mentioned Wheeler, right? That we're talking about, like, Wheeler was last year's tournament MVP. And now she's basically paired in with Johnson. So you got two top scorers on the same team. So it's going to be hard to concentrate on. I just think that's so hard to deal with. You know what I'm saying? For any team. Not just spreading the wealth in terms of the other individuals, but just knowing that you got two dogs that you can lean on at any given time. I always feel like you have two scorers and two dominant scorers. It's hard to beat regardless. Like, I don't care who you at what level, it's just hard to beat. So I just feel like that situation is going to be hard for any team.
Well, I'm glad that you went. Now you were picking UMS to start the season just like I was.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
We just talked about how good of a coach Grace is. Like, yeah. She's amazing.
She's awesome.
Man. And then Bachelor, I wouldn't want to face him in a tournament. That's when he comes up on you. Yeah. Whoo, this is hard, man. This is a hard one. I don't want to pick. I don't want to pick between UMS Howard or Norfolk, really, because you had this incredible MEAC championship game last year between Howard and Norfolk.
Oh, that was a great game, bro.
Yeah, man. The chances are we could see that again, and I don't think the scope bothers the ladies at Howard at all. I really don't.
I don't think so.
They look unbothered by the scope.
Well, Destiny look unbothered. Let's keep the book. Destiny look unbothered.
Okay.
Yeah, I see the unbothered. That's the one who look unbothered.
Come on, man. I just talked about all them dogs from PG County.
No. I agree with you. Like, I agree with you.
They go hard. Like
no, I didn't say it didn't. I know. I'm talking about last year. I agree with you. I'm talking about last year. Like last year, Destiny won at the year, moment. Like, she wanted the smoke.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, she wanted the smoke. She was killing. She was killing.
Like, I'm going to keep it a buck.
But you know what, though? It's at the scope. Number one team, Diamond Johnson, who was a projected WNBA draft pick. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Screw that. Scared money don't make money, man. I'm going with UMS in the upset.
Okay.
And if that happens, of course, I'll be happy.
I would love. I'll be happy.
I really. Yeah. It's not about them being my school. It's about the talent that team has, and when they play all together, you saw they beat GW this year. They are going to finish with a record of 500. something that hasn't been done for the UMS women's program.
They won tonight. They won tonight. Yeah, they won tonight.
Yeah. So UMS is they can do it. But he just said Coach Davis said see y'all Wednesday. All the games got to be playing on the floor, and that's true. So it's we'll see what happens. But I'll go with UMS. You know, I'm not being a homer. Although I wouldn't be shocked, of course, if Howard wins or Norfolk wins. It's going to be a dope. The women's side is going to be fun, too.
I think women's side is going to be so fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at your head. We need a Wole race.
Nah, come on, man. Hey, ask Wole. When UMS upset Norfolk on the men's side and we were there, I did not make a face, bro. Because
I said,
nah, man. You know, first of all, I'm objective.
Yeah,
I know who Norfolk is. So I know what it is. But also, these teams are also talented. These coaches are really strong. These are some really good coaches on both the men's and women's side. And it's hard to go against Coach Broad. It's hard to go against Coach Grace, Coach Vickers. It's hard to pick, man. So I'm excited though. I'm excited. That's all I can say. But I'm going with UMS to shock the world.
I would love it, right? You know me. I would love it. You know what I'm saying?
And then go and face South Carolina, man. That'll be fun.
No, I would love that. To play who? Oh, now I wouldn't love that.
Hey, you know that's who you get.
I know.
But you got to. Teams like Norfolk can compete against the biggest schools too. So, I mean, it don't matter. Howard as well.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
You want to take the next? I know you guys are asleep. Oh, my bad. So North Carolina Central, we had their former coach, Trisha Stafford Odom, on this show.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she's no longer the coach there, but Terrence Baxter, clearly, he has his team hooping. They're right there at the top of the MEAC. Yeah. Kamira Burks, we just talked about her, how she's a flat out just beast. Like she can shoot from anywhere too. Like you love her game. From the time you saw her play, you was like, I could just see she's an all out scorer. Are you surprised with what they're doing, and are they your sleeper on the women's side?
I think so. They are my sleeper. They are. They definitely are my sleeper. Actually, they're one of my sleepers. UMS is my sleeper, but you took my answer, so I'm not going to go there. UMS is definitely my sleeper.
Oh,
but they're like if that's UMS is 1A, they're 1B, like they're 1B
sleepers. Yeah,
and sleepers. And I am surprised that they turned around, because you know I love Stafford Odom. I thought she was an amazing coach. I thought she was cool. I like the way she coached the girls up. I thought she was a good coach. Whatever happened. I'm not in the in or in the, excuse me, in the know to know what happened within that situation with Central. But interim coach Terrence Baxter has done a great job, to be honest with you. Ray, you talked about Burks. I like Burks because she has range. She's aggressive. She got that dog mentality. There's no shot she doesn't like. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that thought process. But what I was impressed with is Morgan Callahan. Morgan Callahan was averaging like 8 points, in a prior season, and now she's averaging about 14 points a game. So she's become like the leading scorer of the team. You know what I mean? So like, you know, just like I talked about Bryce, like Bryce Harris, in terms about that transition from 1 year to the next year, how looking at Morgan Callahan, she took from this year to this. From last year to this year to become one of the more valuable players for this team. I think she'll probably be up there for honorable for awards in the MEAC. So I just think that now what I just talked about earlier with Norfolk having two scorers, this team now has two scorers that it can rely on down the stretch in Burks and also in Callahan. So I just think that this team is definitely a sleeper because they got two individuals they can rely on, and they competed throughout the season, and they've, you know, and I think they're about to, they could finish, I don't know, they're 500 or slightly below 500. Maybe you can look up the record. I think they're 500 or slightly below 500, but they've had a decent year this year. So I've been very impressed with that squad. I do think, but I am, to answer your question initially, I'm very surprised though. Like very surprised.
Yeah. UMS is, of course, my sleeper. I picked them to win it as a sleeper. Mahogany Lester, when she comes to play, they're hard to beat.
Yeah.
Especially on the defensive end.
See, this is what we need. This is what I'm telling you. This is what we need for them. I can hold you. This is what we need for them. We already know. I feel like Maya Thomas is going to ball. Like I think Maya is going to ball. Like
she's healthy. She's going to ball.
I just, because what I like about the short, now this is going to be a short segment. This part will be a short segment for us because we're UMS alums. So I will say this much. What I like about the short is that they have, to me, they have a good four to five scores on the starting unit. And I do, and I like that. I like that they can do that, but they have to play together and they have to play a clean game. When they can play a clean game and play together, we saw that last year in the tournament. They are tough to beat. They are a tough out. They are a tough competition. We saw how they fought against Howard. We saw how, even prior to Howard, how they beat Morgan State. Like, they were a tough team when they played together. The whole thing for them is they have to play together. So, like, Maya, I expect Maya to step up. But people like Zamara Hayes got to step up. Mahogany Lester got to step up. Sewell got to step up. All of these girls have to step up. So, and play a clean game. They play together. I think, yeah, man, they definitely can do some damage in the tournament.
I sat next to Ed Hill at Howard on Monday night. Mm-hmm. Ed Hill is the former sports information director at Howard University. Just has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to me at basketball.
Yeah,
he said Coach Batchelor is one of the best. He's one of the best teachers in coaching, not just in the MEAC, but period.
In coaching.
And I think that it shows so much when his teams compete the way they do in the tournament. And yeah, I think the best is yet to come for him, because this group is going to be gone next year. This is a senior-laden group.
Yep.
And I think he'll be able to continue to show how he teaches and how he molds and develops young players. So I love Coach Batchelor. I got love for all the coaches, man. I respect them so much. And
me too.
It's hard to pick against any of them, but it's going to be a great MEAC tournament. Hopefully you guys are just as excited as Wole and I are. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, thanks to you all for tuning in. I hope you all join us next week when we're there at the Scope and we see just some amazing basketball come from not just HBCU conference, but as Coach Jones always say, mid-major conference, baby. It's mid-major basketball at its finest. It's not just HBCU. It just happens to be an HBCU conference, which makes it even more dope. So I'm excited about it, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be a great time for all, man. Like, I think it'll be an experience. I think it does have the ingredients to be just as good as last year's. And last year, to me, was good.
It could be better. More teams competing at a higher level this year on both sides.
I think they're deep. It's wild. All right, so this is when you say that, I had to think about it. I think you're right. It's deeper, but I don't know if it's I think Howard was so good last year. So I don't know.
On the men's side.
Yeah. Are we talking about girls? Or are we talking about men? What are we talking about? Talking about both in general?
Both.
All right, so I think the men may be slightly higher, because I always feel like Howard was so good that it raised the competition for it raised everybody's level. So I don't think there's a team as good as Howard, but that doesn't mean, but again, in terms of what you're saying though, what I totally agree with you is the depth is better though. Like, we didn't have South Carolina State or Delaware State
right
in the fray. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are teams that went backwards. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest. Like, UMS went a little backwards, right, from last year. We have to be honest in the men's side. But it doesn't mean they still can't compete, right?
Yeah.
Because they beat Norfolk already this season. They've beaten some good teams. They competed against some good teams outside of conference.
They compete.
So, who knows? Like, just like we talked about, for instance, just like we talked about the girls last year, how they turned it up in the tournament. The dudes can do the same thing. The UMS dudes could turn up in the tournament. So No one knows. Yeah. Anybody can turn up. I'm just
anybody
using an example.
Except for Coppin, Glenn.
Yeah. I'm just using that as examples.
Now,
so,
Coppin women on the women's side is pretty good this year.
Yeah. It's just like, to your point, like, so, you know, when you say that, you know what? I think you have a valid point. I just had to think about it, because I thought Howard was so good last year to me. I don't think there's no team that's Howard in the tournament. You know what I mean? Like, there's no Howard from last year in this tournament, but there's still, but to your point, in terms of totality, yes, totality, I do think there are more teams.
Hey, yeah, listen, it's going to be dope. We don't know who's going to win for real. I see uncertainty on Wole's face outside of Norfolk being really, really good on the women's side, but knowing Coach Grace is doing a hell of a job this year. Yeah. And it's hard to pick against those two teams.
Yeah. I think that. I mean, I'll be real. Like, my basketball mind, just like I told you, like, last year, my basketball mind was like, how are we going to win? Like, that's how I looked at it. Like, that's my basketball mind. And my basketball mind this year was telling me, like, all right, looking at what it is, like, I think both Norfolk teams are going to win. Like, that's how my basketball mind speaks. I'm still rooting for my Hawks. You know what I'm saying? But, like, my basketball mind's like, yo.
We're split again, and now we were just like this heading into the tournament last year. You flipped to Howard at the last minute.
Yeah, after I watched that game.
You flipped to Howard, but this is where I was last year. I picked Howard as well.
Yeah, I had to watch that game. I just had to watch that game. I watched I flipped when I watched the last game of the year. When I won that last game, the year the game they played at the Bird. That's when I flipped. I was so impressed.
On the women's side, you're gonna get to see. You haven't seen Howard on the women's side play in person all season, so you're gonna be surprised at how hard and it defense him play. Is so strong.
I ain't playing. See him play last year to the tournament.
Okay.
The fuck. I ain't seen him play, but I was impressed with. But what happened? I told you when you kept telling me about Destiny, and I was like,
yeah, well, I wrote a couple articles on Destiny, man. You know, one that was featured in HBCU Legends on Sports Illustrated Fan Nation, and I got so much positive feedback from that.
Yeah. Because
people recognize real and Destiny was real. But no, you know what? Awesome. Again, this team is showing now that they're well coached and they're gonna be.
She's amazing. I said that I root for her. I root for her. I root for Coach Grace. Like you already know what time it is.
But we're not gonna be redundant, like you said, because as Coach Davis said from Howard, he said the game's gotta be played on the floor.
Yep, facts.
That's what happens.
He said, I think the men's tournament is going to have a number of surprises. Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? I appreciate you, bro, because you show so much love to UMES, man, and that article. And I was like, dang, I didn't expect UMES to get, on the men's side at least, to get any type of love because they've had a difficult season. Like you said, they compete. They're close in games. Like Coach Kraft always tells us, we're right there, but they haven't been able to get over the hump. But people recognize Coach Kraft as one of the better defensive coaches.
He is, man.
You know, he's got that experience. Villanova. Yeah. Philadelphia 76ers, he has the experience to be just an amazing coach, and he is a great coach.
Yeah.
But to me, he's a really strong defensive coach. I think moving forward offensively, they're going to have to be more consistent. You know what, though? I would love surprises. But tell us this real quick, Herb. I don't know if I can call you that, but I'm going to tell us in terms of surprises, does that mean like Norfolk State could go out early? I'm just saying it's a whole lot of Norfolk State. It's a whole lot of Norfolk State love out there in these streets. But I just want to know what you think. I mean, how they lost to Morgan, they've lost to Dale State. They
could say the foundation is there. He said it'd be fine.
Yeah, of course.
George said UMS lost a bunch of close games. They probably should have won, especially early in the
He just laughed. See, I don't know if you understand.
You know, I'm telling you, everybody.
I don't pick against Coach Jones either. I hate doing it, but I did last year and it worked out for me. So
I'll try. But that's because you cover Howard. That's why. Go ahead, let's go.
As HBCU pass. I picked against Jones at UMES and it came to fruition. So you know what?
I'm gonna call you
by your name though. I don't wanna call you a nickname. I don't even know if that's good enough. But Herbert, you know the scope is a home court advantage for them dudes, man. And the referees they fall for it, man.
It's definitely a home court advantage.
I joked with Coach Jones at UMES about that. He's like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. Play. Yeah, yeah, I know. Hey, listen. I do think it's gonna be a lot of upsets, but are you also saying that the women's side is going to be it's kind of set that you know the top teams they're going to compete?
Folks be acting like women's. I mean, women's side, we'll see. I mean, I feel like, they better there, but we'll see how that is, man. We'll see how that is. The women's side is, I don't know.
If Morgan State, if their women could shoot a little bit better from the perimeter, they would be a problem too because defensively they bring it.
They
struggle to shoot. Shout out to my guys out there, Coach Fly and Lamont Germany. Yeah. They always on the call. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. Hey, see us in Norfolk next week.
We gotta close this thing out. This has been dope though. Appreciate the feedback, the eyes, man. The eyes on here, man. X is jumping on it's jumping on X. I love X, man.
For sure, man.
Hey, appreciate all the love though, and also people who've been tapping in, man. Hey, subscribe to our podcast. If you're watching for the first time, subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Also follow us on X at Urban Sports Scene, IG at Urban Sports Scene, and like our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to our Urban Sports Scene YouTube channel as well. Hit that red subscribe button and like this video. Hey, check out the home of the Urban Sports Scene, Amplifier Media at amplifiermedia.com. And this show can be found on the Podcast DC app. Download the Podcast DC app to hear all of the Amplifier shows as well as other great content. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. Much love. We're going to be at the MEACs. You already know what time it is.
Hey, you see her. Hey, we definitely going to hit you up, man. You got to join us, bro.
We're going to hit you up.
We out here, man. Happy so next week, definitely. Herbert, great writer, man. I love all the HBCU love that he provides. I mean, across the board, not just D1, D2, everything.
Awesome.
100%, man.
Awesome, man. Thank you all, man. We do appreciate, man.
Check them out, y'all.
Definitely. We appreciate the love, man. Anyway, you've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
That's
for Aegis, you dig? Deuces. Ray will say, you know, and I'm going to say, behold. And I'm also going to say, oh, pride. You.